Raghuram Rajan is recently in news for many reasons. Warning for the job creation, tolerance of divergent views, protection of institutions, which are among the biggest issues India is facing, where the former governor had always pointed them out. He was the 23rd governor of the Reserve Bank of India between September 2013 to September 2016. Though he left the Mint Street, yet he does not shy away from commenting on the government on economic condition as well as the political condition of our country. Raghuram Rajan was always against the implementation of demonetization, called it a bad idea, and how it was naive to think that it would change the hearts of the tax evaders in several interviews.
Now, any macroeconomist or monetary economist would say when you're demonetizing 87.5% of the currency, better make sure you've printed 87.5% or pretty much close to that. India went into it without having done that. So it had a negative economic impact, but also the idea was that somehow people who had money stored in their basements without having paid taxes on it would sort of overnight see religion, come to the government and say, sorry, we were hiding this stuff, let me pay taxes on it. That was the, to some extent, naive view. Anybody who knows India knows that very quickly we find ways around the system. And the more cynical view, which was the right view, was people would set up as brokers.
There are also speculations that the former RBI governor might eventually take a political plunge as well. Raghuram Rajan has often been called as the James Bond of Indian business due to his ability to have brought the economy of our country back from the edge of the cliff, but simultaneously had an uncomfortable relationship with the Modi government too. So how was Raghuram Rajan as the RBI governor?
Meri nigahon mein Raghuram Rajan Reserve Bank ke ek behtareen governor the. इससे पहले भी गवर्नर्स हुए हैं जो बेहतरीन रहे हैं, जिन्होंने सरकारों की दखलंदाजी मंजूर नहीं की और सरकारें भी दखलंदाजी नहीं करती थी रिज़र्व बैंक में. रिज़र्व बैंक की स्वायत्तता, उसकी जो ऑटोनॉमी है, सरकारों ने उसकी कद्र की. एक ऐसा मौका आया था जब चंद्रशेखर की सरकार को सोना गिरवी तक रखना पड़ा था, सोना तक, देश का सोना गिरवी रखना पड़ा था, लेकिन फिर भी उन्होंने रिज़र्व बैंक के जो रिज़र्व फंड्स होते हैं, जिस पर अब सरकार की नज़र है, उन पर निगाह नहीं डाली थी. उनका ये कहना था कि कभी भी, एट नो पॉइंट, मैं उनकी कोट कर रहा हूँ, एट नो पॉइंट ड्यूरिंग माई टर्म वॉज द RBI आस्क्ड टू मेक ए डिसीजन ऑन डिमोनेटाइजेशन. दूसरा उनका ये कहना था कि सरकार का काम नहीं है कि वो दखल दे जो इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं उसमें. इससे जो निवेश है, विदेशी निवेश, उससे निवेशकों का जो आत्मविश्वास है, कॉन्फिडेंस है, वो कम होता है कि यहाँ सरकारी दखल बहुत है. और उसके अलावा विदेशी निवेशकों को छोड़िए, जो देसी हमारे यहाँ के जो भारतीय निवेशक भी हैं, इन्वेस्टर्स भी हैं, उद्यमी भी हैं, वो भी 10 दफ़े सोचते हैं कि यहाँ पैसा लगाया जाए या कहीं और साउथ अफ्रीका में पैसा लगाया जाए. तो सरकार का दखल नहीं होना चाहिए बिल्कुल भी, और वो भी खासकर CBI जैसी एजेंसीज के ज़रिए या ED या इनकम टैक्स वगैरह लोगों के ज़रिए. तीसरा उनका ये कहना था कि ग्रोथ क्लियरली इज़ नॉट क्रिएटिंग इनफ जॉब्स. जो अगर अर्थव्यवस्था आपकी बढ़ रही है, इसका मतलब सिर्फ ये नहीं है कि नौकरियां बढ़ें. यू कैन सी दैट इन काइंड ऑफ नंबर्स, 25 मिलियन अप्लाइंग फॉर 90,000 रेलवे जॉब्स एंड दीज आर नॉट प्राइस्ड जॉब्स. आप देख सकते हैं कि अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट बढ़ी है, बेशक बढ़ी है, ये भी एक इंडिकेटर है. 90,000 रेलवे की नौकरियों के लिए मतलब 2.5 लाख लोग, 20 लाख और 50,000 लोग आवेदन कर रहे हैं, और ये ऐसी नौकरियाँ नहीं जो बहुत ऊँची ऊँची नौकरियाँ हों. रघुराम राजन ही ऐसे शख्स थे जो रिसेशन जब आ रहा था पूरी दुनिया में लेमन ब्रदर्स के वजह से, बाद में जो इकलौते वो शख्स थे जिन्होंने पूरी दुनिया को आगाह किया था कि ये बबल, ये बुलबुला जिस दिन फूटेगा, पूरी दुनिया में रिसेशन, मंदी का दौर शुरू हो जाएगा. तब उनको गंभीरता से नहीं लिया गया था. मेरी निगाह में रघुराम राजन एक बेहतरीन गवर्नर रहे थे. अगर उनकी टर्म को, कार्यकाल को बढ़ाया जाता जैसे कि परंपरा रही है, तो देश के लिए बेहतर ही होता. लेकिन यहाँ हमारे अक्सर ना दिखने वाले वित्त मंत्री या और विषयों पर बोलने वाले वित्त मंत्री, शायद उनको महसूस हुआ कि वो इनसे ज्यादा जानते हैं.
He's a very polite man. He's an academic, and therefore he would never say anything or do anything which would be openly critical. Leave alone, be you know, he would aggressively contradict any of his political masters. He was very firm in his views. He was always very polite in his demeanor and speech. But I think he also read the writing on the wall, and he figured out that, rightly or wrongly, he was going to be he is perceived as a political appointee, and that he would be better off in Chicago, going back to the world of academics. As an academic, as a scholar, and even as a person who predicts outcomes, he has, his credentials are very, very solid at a time when the Alan Greenspan, among others, were skeptical of Dr. Rajan's views on the impending financial crisis which took place a little over 10 years ago. Today he stands vindicated that he was, in a sense, able to anticipate the Great Recession, which really had a huge impact on the world economy and not just the economy of America. So, yes, Dr. Rajan, if you want to want me as a person to evaluate his role as the governor of the Reserve Bank of India, I think he was as good as any governor has been. Or if you are ideologically opposed to him, you would say he stuck to the groove and he did what other governors did before him. He stuck to his ideological position while also trying to clean up the system. He spoke his mind freely. What his future is, I don't know. The governor of the Reserve Bank of India who surprised, the former governor of the Reserve Bank of India who surprised everybody by becoming the Finance Minister of India and then the Prime Minister of India was Dr. Manmohan Singh. Is Dr. Raghuram Rajan going to follow in his footsteps? I think it's too early to speculate on that.
Unlike his equally learned and illustrious predecessors, the likes of Dr. Subba Rao, Dr. Reddy and Dr. Rangarajan, who post-retirement as RBI governor have gone into very dignified retirement, a silent oblivion, and they do not hit the media headlines with such regularity. Dr. Rajan, who gave up office of RBI governor sometime in September 2016, he continues to hit the national headlines in India with almost very predictable regularity. Even though he is based in the US, having gone back to his teaching assignment at the University of Chicago. So even though he is not based in India, he continues to hover on the front pages, on page one of national dailies and newspapers, and his views are very regularly sought, and he very obviously, very regularly loves to give them. The fact that we have a very active former governor of the RBI on our media and headlines actually gives him almost the status of being an activist, and the regularity with which he appears almost looks orchestrated, like in a PR campaign. Dr. Rajan's tenure was not something very extraordinary or remarkable. It was like any other Reserve Bank governor. In fact, if you look at the NPA crisis, in our opinion, he was slow in recognizing it. He pointed it out only in October 2015, whereas it was brewing and there to see right since 2011-12. He came with stellar credentials. His predecessors also had stellar credentials. But probably his media management was far, far better, which maybe overrates him than what he was. His tenure was as normal as any RBI governor. It had all those tussles with an RBI governor faces with the Ministry of Finance in terms of autonomy, etc. And whatever interference with the ministry tries to see into Reserve Bank policy making, even he had those days. There was nothing extraordinary or remarkable to say that he was the most outstanding governor of sorts, but he continues to hit the national headlines. The very fact that the likes of Dr. Murali Manohar Joshi sought his opinion last year on the NPA crisis as well as on how to sort it out also indicates that his expertise continues to be asked for. And maybe that is one of the reasons that he hits the national headlines. But The fact that his opinions on most of the matters are pretty contrary to the opinions of the ruling dispensation, the BJP, the present government, the fact that they are most of the times very contrary to each other almost makes you feel that they come with some kind of an oblique purpose which we are not aware of.
While intelligentsia and corporate India seems to be open and enthusiastic to welcome Raghuram Rajan into political world, it will be interesting to see if the masses will accept him with equal enthusiasm too. So do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.